This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
And welcome to 7-5 Radio. This wouldn't be 7-5 Radio without some technical difficulties. I'm talking on a landline real quick because my computer decided to work crap out. But anyways, let's get down to first order business. We want to remember William Bushner from Auburn, Alabama Police Division, and to watch May 19th, 2019. He was responding to a domestic disturbance at a mobile home park. He was fired upon and died from his injuries. Perp was arrested and charged. But we have a very, very, very special guest. We were supposed to have him on last week, but again, this is 7-5 Radio, where anything that could go wrong usually does. Fans of 7-5 movie and 7-5 Radio know this man already. His name is Adam Diaz. How's it going, Adam?
Okay.
Buenos dias, mi amigos.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hey, not much, my friend. It's been a long, long, long time.
I guess it is. I think we spent too much time in jail.
Yeah, too much time in jail, right? Hey, how is it down in the DR? Is it not nice and sunny?
Oh yeah, it's fucking sunny today. It was rainy yesterday night, and this morning sunny, nice and sunny, 75 to 80.
Ah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. So yep. How are you? How are you, my friend? How are you? You know, you've been out of our country.
I'm okay. I'm getting off.
Yeah, you've been out of our country for, over 20 years. You're happy.
Hold on
and you're
a minute.
Healthy.
Hold on a minute.
All right.
Yeah, I'm healthy. Hello, that was my mother screaming upstairs.
Okay.
Anyway, right. I'm good here. It's just a nice country. Most people come for vacation. I like New York better. I like the cold. I like the different seasons, here is under the summer, so,
I know how it is, and, because I live in Tennessee now, I live in the South, so I don't get much snow.
Oh,
I'm tired of nonsense. I get tired of that nonsense. I live by Chattanooga, Tennessee, and it's nice
okay.
over there. It's nice. They did pretty well fixing this city up in the past 20 years, but I talk to, Mike sometimes, and I talk to Kiki, and Baron, I talk to them. I don't talk to Kenny no more. Like you said, if he was a real friend, he went away, But, it was past the fact, but I don't talk to him much no more at all. I think he's got another book coming out. But how about you? You got anything going on? You got any movies, any documentaries, any books or anything going on?
Yeah, my documentary is coming out soon. I don't know how soon, but it should be before the end of the year, like by the end of the summer, I guess. They're working on a good, big, huge project. So they don't give me any details. I'm just working like crazy with them. They going to New York, I think, in a couple of more weeks. They go to New York to get on phone, gather some fucking information, do some video shooting and stuff. This guy's good. This guy's great. John Guerra, his name. Really, really, really smart, talented young filmmaker.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. We have a lot of common friends on Facebook. All the ladies, they love you. All the ladies are in love with you.
You like the big girls. I like the skinny ones.
Yeah. We know what you like. We know what you like. You like the dangerous ones. You like the dangerous ones.
I know. Yeah. I see girls. I see girls that like me that told me, motherfucker, I shoot your ass. They got guns today. You know, guns are legal in this country, like in Texas or Arizona or Florida. Ladies here with guns, though, 9mm and stuff. And they'd be like, I'll shoot your ass, Adam. I'll be like, oh,
okay. All right. We got to keep the cursing down a little bit, my friend. It's a family radio.
Okay.
We'll get the man to
be. Hey, I can't help it. I still got that little bit of gangster in me, okay?
Hey, listen, you know, you could take the, you know, gangster out of the city, but you can't take the city out of the gangster, you know. It's the, you know, it's always with you, man. It's part of our personality, you know. Yeah, you know, if we weren't gangsters back in the day, we wouldn't be who we are today.
Exactly.
My partner over here in the radio, Scoop, he has a few questions for you, I'm sure, right before we go to break.
Right.
Okay.
Adam, you know, back in the 80s, the drug game was still a huge, huge business with a lot of competition. How did you rise from just an ordinary kid in New York to one of the biggest players in the game in Brooklyn back in the 80s?
Well, like I said before in a lot of comments I made, when I got to New York, I went to my mother used to live at 163rd Street between Brothers and Nicholas. That's Washington Heights. And there was nothing but drug dealers. There was a gang, a street gang named Washington High Playboys. And there used to be a lot of bad gangs and stuff. But I never liked that kind of, you know, like atmosphere. I like him more like a different, like a classic gangster, you know. And so I grew up in that area, doing favors to gangsters and stuff, you know, guys, you know, regular street tappers, you know, they used to send me to the store, go get me a beer, go get me a bottle of rum, let's play dominoes, wash my car, stuff like that, you know. So there was a guy in particular, his name was Marino, they call him Marino the Devil, like Marino el Diablo. He got killed back in 1979, 1980, I'm not sure what year was it. He got shot by the detectives, by the New York City detectives. He got shot in the front and in the back. But the guy was out of control. He was picking up jewelry stores. He was doing a lot of crazy shit. And he was, like, sporting a lot of scores. So they got to stop his ass. He would be afraid of...
All right, Adam, hold that. Adam, just hold that thought and hold the language. Okay. We're coming to our first break on 7-5 Radio. Okay, guys.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Okay, we're back on 7-5 Radio. My computer is restarting. We have a very special guest on the line, Mr. Adam Diaz, calling us all the way from the Dominican Republic. Adam, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Adam, you guys do us a very big favor. I know it's great to have you on. I know you and Walt go way back, but please, we are on FCC's radio. We can't say certain words on the radio or television, especially ones that'd be going FSC, you know, the seven dirty words George Carlin talked about. But please, I mean, we don't need to. I mean, you. FCC will come after us like white on rice. But anyways, Adam, continue. We're talking about living in Washington Heights, getting into the game. Please continue.
Okay, well, first of all, my apologies for the audience. I get excited now. You know? So anyway, my apologies. Yes, I grew up in Washington Heights, and there was a lot of, you know, drugs and criminals, and so yeah, that's the environment I grew up in, you know. And what you see is what you learn. You know, your parents try the best they can to control that, but it's almost impossible to control that, you know. So
right.
I grew up a lot around a lot of people like that. And remember, you have San Nicolas, Amsterdam, which is like Harlem, like Spanish Harlem. And then you got Broadway and Fort Washington. That's like the Jewish area. So you have a huge mixture of cultures in that area that you know, you learn from both. So it's unbelievable how life was back in the 80s.
You know, up there in Washington Heights in the 80s, it was just crazy nuts up there. I mean, the people were rioting. There was a cop that got into a beef with a Latino named Kiko. Did you know Kiko? In the 80s, he was shot by a cop and killed. And the mayor, was it Dinkins? Mayor Dinkins.
Yep.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was at the end of the 80s. At the end of the 80s,
89, 90.
I wasn't in that area any longer. I was already in Brooklyn. going on the Lower East Side. But when I was growing up, it was a lot of more dangerous, more wild, like the Wild West, you know, because remember, the cops, like the police department in that area in particular, like in the Bronx, Brooklyn, Washington Heights, they didn't have the budget they have now. You only used to see a police patrol, and then if they need a backup, if they call for backup, it was only like, they have to wait a long time. Like when you make a call and call the police on 911, don't expect the cops to show up any soon because they didn't have a big budget, they didn't have enough money. The guy who changed all of that was Rudy Giuliani, that came in, and they approved him a big budget, and then he had this huge news tragedy that changed the whole deal, the whole atmosphere.
Yeah.
He started doing a lot of raids. He did a great job. I mean, when you look at it from the other perspective,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, Rudy, he grew up, not too far away from the city. He grew up right there in Brooklyn, didn't he? And growing up and being a prosecutor.
Yep.
and going after all the organized crimes when he was a prosecutor. He really, put the hammer down on the people in the street, which is a good thing for the rest of the public. But, the people that we dealt with,
yeah,
on a day in and day out basis, you and your business and then me being a cop, we had to find a common ground, and a lot of people don't understand it. And our documentary, the 7-5, it answered a lot of questions, but also raised, more. People weren't aware. Like I always call it, white bread America just doesn't know what goes on those streets after midnight. And the documentary really, really brought a lot of a lot of light to it. I know Michael and I, we went to a couple of shows where they showed our movie, and then it was question and answer. And, they wanted to know why we supported you and robbed other guys. And, we tried to explain it as best we could. And some of them understand it, and some of them never aware of anything like that. I know our lives, we woke up at 10 o'clock at night, and we went to sleep at noon because business just, ran. But, East New York was a wild place, tell me more about your East New York experience up there, and all your stores around there. But the in other words, like how you had to guard your places of business.
Well, what happened is that when you got to remember, I don't know if I said it before, but the documentary 7-5, it only shows a little bit of me. I we recorded like for about 3 days, whole day, like from early in the morning to night time. But it only took a little thing out of it because they need space, So
yes.
The thing is that my story is a lot. Like Brooklyn is only a bit of an ice, I grew up in Washington Heights, but then my mother moved to the Bronx, to the South Bronx, and that's like right in front of Park and Roberto Clemente. That's like the ghetto, as you can imagine. Like I used to walk 20 blocks to get to junior high school. To 82, my home's 82 junior high school. That's in the University Avenue, 176th Street. And imagine at that time, 1979, 1980, 1981, that was like you had to walk all those blocks and there was nothing but burned buildings. Nobody was around. Like all you see is, a lot of prostitutes and a lot of dirty streets. Remember, there was no bottle laws yet, so you don't empty bottles in the streets. So when they used to be street fights, guys, gangs used to grab the bottles and slam them and stuff. And it was crazy. It was a different time. Right? But a good example of that is when you see this movie called Fort Apache in the Bronx Revolve Human, that's exactly what I went through in the Bronx when I grew up there. And then from the Bronx, my mother moved to Harlem, to 119th Street and St. Nicholas. have to walk again from school to my apartment there where my mother lives. And it was like crazy. A lot of her buildings too. And it was crazy. It was like, remember, I look white. I got blue eyes. I'm a white skin guy. So my sisters, they were blue, green eyes, blonde. So imagine all these poor kids, all blonde, walking in Harlem, in the middle of Harlem, going to school back and forth, going to work. And it was crazy. And then I learned a lot. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
When I was in Brooklyn, it was a total bowl game. Like, so I left the Lower East Side. I was working on the Lower East Side. I was doing my thing for a cousin of mine, and I learned a lot from him, selling guys and stuff. And from there, I had a problem there. I had to do something crazy. Someone tried to hurt me, so I had to. Anyway, the thing is that from there, one of my cousins called me from Brooklyn and said, Adam, I need you. I got problems here with the Morenos, which is the black guy. And, I need a guy like you.
Hold on, folks. We're coming back to our first break.
And this is 7-5 Radio talking with the one and only Adam Diaz. We'll be back.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as President Trump issues an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. The president wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle. The war of words escalates between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. She says she's praying for him, and he calls her crazy. Listen.
So I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group, crying Chuck, crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
I pray for the president of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Missouri officials continuing to assess damage in the state capital of Jefferson City from Wednesday night's EF3 tornado. The Capitol building and the governor's mansion survived unscathed, but hard hit and damaged by the huge tornado were the Missouri Employment Security Building and the Missouri Career Center. Meanwhile, there was severe damage in Oklahoma as well. There, Governor Kevin Stitt says a lot of roadways are still closed today because of the damage.
We currently have 35 to 40 highways closed due to flooding at various locations throughout not only northern Oklahoma, northeastern Oklahoma, eastern Oklahoma, but some areas also in the south that are still underwater from the May storms.
Severe weather is expected to remain a threat in that region and even in the east through the holiday weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Wow. Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. I am on the studio line right now. We are red hot and rolling. Once again, our very special guest from the 7-5 will be a very clean spoken Adam Diaz. Adam, the other question, you had Street Cops on the payroll, obviously, or there would not be a 7-5 movie. Did you have anybody else other than just the NYPD on the payroll to make sure your product got safely into East New York?
What do you mean, police officers?
Right. Did you have any state authorities or federal authorities, DEA, customs over at the airport, or bringing your product into New York? Because, I mean, frankly, you had a lot of product coming in to the city, and, you know, it seems like the federal government did next to nothing about it. I mean, you're a wholesaler, not a retailer.
this is what happened. People think I had all the control, but I didn't. Most of the control was handled by the Medellin cartel. I was practically working for them. You know, it was like, for example, if they give me, let's say, 500 kilos, 500 pieces, 400, 300 pieces, that doesn't mean I have them all. That, you know, they send it to me, and then they'll send someone with that, and then that will be in a place where it's going to be guarded, you know, and every move I make, they don't control it because I got my own strategy, but they are watching. That's the way it used to be back in the day. If I'm making any mistake, they sure me right away. They'll let me know. They like, Adam, I think you're doing this wrong. You have to change strategy. You have to make your move this way based upon our experiences. We don't want you to lose anything or get in trouble and stuff. So that's just the way it was. Plus, I have this old man named Rafael, Mike Molson, and Walter. This guy was, he had a problem walking because he had one of his legs was shorter. And he disguised, because he's so old, he disguised the authorities most of the time. He'll drive a huge van full of stuff in buckets, like banking buckets and stuff, and boxes and a lot of construction material. And you won't believe how he'll come across the George Washington Bridge and the Weizen Bridge. And I mean, who would have even noticed? Who would even have any suspicions about this guy? Because, and he'll bring me a lot of stuff. He'll do a lot of deliveries for me. And I have a lot of people like that. And I have women, too. A lot of women in minivans and stuff. I think I had a good strategy with, transport and stuff. Another thing is that I would never transport a huge amount of stuff from point A to point B. I would rather be, making a lot of trips, because when you do a huge trip, a big delivery, you put everything at risk. And so if something gets lost, it's not gonna be all of it. And that's just the way I used to do things, But it was an everyday 8 to 12 hours a day journey, like every day, including Sunday. Like money and that stuff was moving back and forth all day long. I had a huge workforce.
Wow. Now, say you did lose some product for whatever reason, people stole from you, or law enforcement got hold of some product. Were you still responsible to the cartel for the original shipment of the product?
Yeah, once the stuff is in my hands, it's my responsibility. That being said, that doesn't mean, when something happened, let's say something happened with the cops. Like, it did happen a lot of times. And, you know, I give him a call. I say, look, I took a big loss. So they, most of the time they'll call me for a meeting because they know I have a lot of properties in Dominican and I have a lot of money. They know their money is not lost. They know I'm not going to run away. They know me better. So we sometimes make a meeting. We talk about it. And most of the time, they take half of the loss. And most of the time, they talk business. Like, all right, I'll tell you what. You know, you have a couple of months to pay back. Just keep working. No problem. So they lower the price a little bit. They'll give me a break. And we make the money right away. You know, no problem. You know, we make hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? So no problem. Here's your money. I mean, what's the big deal?
Wow. Now, Adam, now, you were in all...
They just don't used to like the heat. You know, they don't care much about us because I never lose a lot of money. But they more concerned about the heat that's coming back because every time the cops grab a huge amount or the cops grab one of my guys, there's the risk the guy's going to talk or there's the leak in the information. Someone is listening to our conversations on the phone. It's always a risk. It's a risky business. So they're always concerned about that. So, that's just the way it was. Business as usual.
Wow. Now, Adam, you were in an all-cash business, and with all that money coming in and coming out, how did you store or launder the money so the people like the IRS and the feds didn't come in and bust up your operation and take the money that you earned?
Well, back in the 80s and the early 90s, you're not going to believe it, but you could actually go through Kennedy Airport or any airport. You just walk through with a big bag full of money. You know, they won't even open the bag and check. They want, now you got all these machines, all these X-ray machines that they got because of after 9/11 and all that stuff. But or you could say after mid-90s, they were starting having a little bit of control over that. Because even when I came out, 1994, December 1994, when I first did my first thing, and I came out of jail. Like 2 weeks later, I was in Miami sending a lot of stuff to New York in airplanes, in suitcases, like a lot of stuff. And, they won't even notice, when I used to send all this cash to the Dominican Republic in boxes, in some big suitcases, we go to maletas, we send all our money there, like $1 million, $800,000, $500,000, cash money, all cash money. And I don't know, I guess they were not concerned about all of that because their laws. The laws were totally different, but then you have late 90s. You have the laundering money laws that came in and all that stuff. Like put it this way: I plead out laundering money in the first federal case, and all I was supposed to get for that case was like between 1,800 months to who knows less than a year, and. But now it's different. Now it's a big deal. I mean, now they'll give you 10 to life for anything. So, I guess the law was different. The rules were different. Like I said before, they didn't have enough budget for all this law enforcement. They didn't have enough budget. So, the authority used to look the other way. You know, like, I mean, I was not the only one bringing a lot of money to the Dominican Republic or anybody sending a lot of money. Like, I used to send a lot of money to Colombia, like a lot of money. And the mechanism was not that hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Adam, you have a story that, nobody else has. You know, they can make movies like Scarface and stuff like that. And just use, and they use parts of people's lives. But nobody, you know, can claim except Adam what Adam did at such a young age. It was unheard of. You know, 20-year-old running a business like that. Holy cow!
All right, we're coming on to our last break before the end of the hour. Adam, we want to talk about what the 7-5 movie, how that changed your life. We also have some questions from some of our fans, and you can promote anything you want. We'll be right back, everybody, on Liberty News Radio.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Okay, and we are back. Scoop Stanton, Walter Yurkow, and the Adam Diaz from the 7-5. Adam, how did the 7-5 movie change your life, if anything?
Oh, my God. When I had a first phone call from Timmy Rutler, my director, amazing guy. Yeah, I liked the guy from the first minute because I wasn't sure about joining that group, you know, join the project. But they insisted, and then at the end, I called my younger brother, Jose, hey, who is in Jersey, the bus driver in Jersey, and I say, Charlie, please do me a favor, give me your opinion on this. soccer mentioned coming. So he says, Adam, let me tell you something. He's a very smart guy, very smart kid. He says, Adam, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Any publicity, bad or good, will keep bring your money to your pocket. And and he says, and your life story is public information. There's no stopping. So you might as just go for it. And so it took me a couple of weeks before I called Peter Roser again and said, you know, Peter, no problem. Come over. Come back. So he came to the country, and we had a really, really nice time. Him and his crew, you know, three guys that he brought with him, they were, oh, my God, the coolest of the coolest. Real cool guys. We drank a lot of rum. You know, we went out with the girls. It was unbelievable. And it was crazy. And, yeah, it did change my life. After that, I'm not going to say I wanted to be this popular, but, you know, I think it's going to bring something good at the end. Like Mike and I have a plan to write this book about, like, educational books. You know, so maybe we can prevent kids from doing the stuff that I did in particular. You know how parents can work on the family as to prevent this kind of stuff from happening. You know, like if I wanted to be a pilot, a U.S. Air Force pilot, or I wanted to be a rock star like Ryan Adams. Trust me, I love guitar, but you know, I went the other way, and I think I like what I did, you know, but I know it was not the right thing, and you know, now that I have kids and they big girls, big boys, you know, I understand the harm that when we leave that lifestyle that we produced, but that being said, yeah, it was a different time in life, different time in the state. Now it's sort of different, you know. I mean, drugs, nobody's gonna stop that. You know, like, only education can stop that. It's my experience. But right now, I know people, and there's a lot of shit happening in New York right now, and a lot of people dying from overdose and a lot of stuff going on that, you know, just putting people in jail is not going to help like that, you know? But I guess, you know, like the question you asked me, yeah, the 75 documentary, yes, did a big difference. And it makes me think about a lot of stuff that I never thought that I would even stop thinking about for a minute, you know? Like,
right.
And that's it.
But, right. Wow. Okay. Adam, I have a couple questions from the fans, and they'd be beating me up on Facebook and Twitter if I didn't ask these. One fan says that you are the sex symbol out of all the people profiled on the 75. How does it feel to be called the 75 sex symbol?
I don't know. I wouldn't imagine myself as a sex symbol. I wouldn't even imagine that. I don't know. I guess because we mentioned Brian Adams and I like Julio Iglesias. I like romantic music, but it's something that runs in my family. My family is a guitar player. He's really good, and I grew up when I was a little kid, 6-5 years old, listening to him playing music, playing guitar, nice romantic music. So I guess I grew up, you know, with that. And then my father used to have a lot of respect for women, for my mother. He loves my mother to death. And so I grew up in that environment, like the loving environment, you know, with the family. I give you an example, like the movie The Godfather, the Corleone family. I like that. I love that. I love the way Don Corleone carries his family. He loves that environment. That's how Italians and Dominicans look like. We have like about the same culture. We all about the family. We all about the love, you know, and you know, big weddings, huge dinners, huge you know, Thanksgiving dates and stuff like that. We love that. So I guess women like that. Women love that. They want that. They asking for that lifestyle of the maybe the big gangster, but also the guy that has that loves the family and loves the you know that lifestyle. You know? I don't know, but I don't know. I don't picture myself as a love swim or a sexy boy. You know, I'm a skinny guy, small skinny guy. I'm not even, you know, bodybuilding build stuff like that. But I don't know. I guess, you know, who knows? Who understands right. Women nowadays, you know?
Not definitely not me, but anyways, another question from the fans. You still love Porsches?
Oh, my God. If I love Porsches, I do yeah. love them. I love the 959. I love the Porsches, except the 959. And it's still in my head. I guess I get it one day. Once I make enough money and buy the 959, I love that car so much. Like, I wouldn't even love my wife the way I love that Porsche.
Right, right. So, Adam,
the Cadillac, the convertible, and the Eldorado.
Right, I like the Fleetwood Browns myself. But Adam, you went from selling one product to another. Why don't you tell everybody about 75 Cigars and where they can purchase them?
You can call Michael Dow, get into his page, and he's got a lot of cigars, good cigars, good quality cigars. You also got cigar75.com. He's going to get a new shipment this week. My cigars, they quality handmade artisanal cigars made by Tabacalera La Palma, one of the best cigars. Producers and factories in this country. They produce over 14 million cigars. And this guy makes the Aging Room, the Galera. This guy's the best. And he did me a favor by making my cigar not as a new client because I don't represent a big sell for him. But he's a good hearted guy who knows the family for a long time. He says, I don't want to help you move on without getting in trouble and, you know, do the right thing in life. And he knows my family comes from an old traditional farmers that had a lot of plantations, you know, tobacco plantations. So he knows the deal. He says, I want you to go back to your ancestors' lifestyle and do what's right. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this guy's doing this for me because nobody will do that for an extra capital like that. But he knows I'm not in the middle of anything and that I never will again. And he knows I want to do the best to walk the right way in life. And, and so he said, Adam, making a good cigar with your story is a good idea. And I hope you do good and wish me good luck. So, the 75 cigar. It was inspired by the story, the 7-5 documentary, T. Larry Rosa, inspiration. I think he did a great job, and he's a good guy, good, talented, director. And I think it's going to be a lot bigger than what it is right now. It's going to be huge, huge, huge. It's going to bring history, I think, And soon I have design shirts, design dressing shirts coming out. It's called Chacabana. And it's going to be in the market by next year. It's to our couples and politicians where in this country. And golf players.
Okay. Well, I mean, that says it all, my friend. You know, between, everybody. It's like a reunion, when we made the 7-5. We were all in it, but none of us did it at the same time. We seen each other on the big movie screen. And it was amazing.
All right, that's the end of another episode of 7-5 Radio. We want to thank our very special guest, Adam Diaz, for coming on board. Folks, this is Memorial Day weekend. Please remember those who gave their life for the freedoms that we have. All right, Scoopstat, remind everybody, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Song, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.